Don't say that.
3, 2, 1, and boom. We are live. Welcome to the Smash Life Experience Podcast. My name is Michael K. Hughes. I am your host. And today is episode number 2, special guest number 1. Now I'm going to give an intro to our special guest in just a second. First, I need to do a shout out to our sponsors. We are open to invites and offers of sponsorship and partnerships. If you would like to collaborate, then you can contact us via any social media platform or email on thesmashlife@gmail.com. That's thesmashlife@gmail.com. We do have one sponsor for today's episode, which is the Worldwide Hospitality Group. These guys are the VIP experience specialists. Everything from football, golf, tennis. They've got Wimbledon coming up, the Open, F1. They can sort out private jets, helicopter rides, the full works. If you are interested in anything that they have to offer, send us an email at the same email, thesmashlife@gmail.com, with your name and the event that you're interested in, and we can hook you up. So, with that out of the way, on to today's special guest. Here we go. This man is 24 years of age. He is that right?
25,
my apologies. He is one of the fastest up-and-coming players in the European Rugby League Super League. He is a leading graduate of the Mike Hughes Elite Performance Training Systems Academy, having started his career at Salford City Reds in the academy. Didn't quite make it full-time into the first team. He then went part-time with Barrow Raiders in the Championship and then Swinton Lions. And now, after a series of fortunate events, through your hard work, dedication and professionalism, you are a valued member and a fast upcoming star of the Wigan Warriors. Welcome to the Smash Life Experience Podcast, Mr. Chris Hankinson.
Yeah, bro. Thanks,
well, that's an intro. Was that all right?
That was a good intro. I hit that,
yeah. Did I get it all right? Was that all right?
Yeah.
The correct journey?
Pretty much from... I think it was from the Salford Academy, then it was not back. Went to Lee, and then it was Barrow Swinton.
Oh, you went to Lee?
I was at Lee, so I was on loan to Barrow. So I never officially signed there, yeah, so I was just on a loan deal.
Yeah.
And I got a recall back to Lee, and then it was, went to Swinton, and back now where I am now, yeah, so it's good times at the minute.
It looks like it, man. So, look, we spoke a little bit off the podcast before, but I want to speak on the podcast as well. I want this to go out there.
Yeah.
I've got a long list of people to come onto the show as special guests, from other rugby players, athletes, DJs, all sorts of stuff. And I wanted the first one to be someone really impactful and a real rising star. And I couldn't think of anyone better. Seeing the stuff that you're sharing on social media at the minute, it's inspiring, man. It's incredible.
It's crazy, isn't it? Proper man. I'm buzzing. Might be the first person, yeah. So hopefully it'll kick off this, and I'll be excited to keep watching as well.
Yes, beautiful, man. Beautiful. So thank you for coming on. Let's go a little bit deeper then into your journey. So you're at Salford Academy, and then you went to you didn't quite make it. Tell us what happened with Salford. Because I think, were you training full-time for a little bit, like a trial period? Didn't quite make it, or what was the scenario?
Oh, what happened really was it was like the reserves, wasn't it? It was like the 18s reserves. That's when I started at Salford under yourself.
Yeah.
Right, the academy. And then it was coming to the end of my time there, I turned 20, and the RFL decided to knock it down to 19s instead of scrapping reserves off. So I was in that age bracket where we all got shipped off. So if you weren't ready to cut it at the first team, you was having to look for an extra club. So that's what I did, and I took the knock back. I knew, to be fair, at the time, I thought, nah, I'm not ready for this. Well, I'd love to have the chance and opportunity, but I weren't ready physically. I went back and started from the bottom and went to Lee. So even Lee at the time, we were winning games, winning pretty much 99% of the games in the Championship. Yeah. Under a great team, under like Paul Rowley, people like that. But obviously then they were aspiring to get to the Super League full-time, which was new to me, so it was exciting, yeah, to see how your body can develop and things like that under full-time conditions.
Yeah.
But then it was...
You were full-time, Lee? Yeah.
Go ahead.
You were full-time?
Like Lee sampled the first time we worked full-time, yeah. So, because it was long days, long hours. But then, yeah, they obviously just tried to get Super League as quick as they possibly could. And doing that, you try and sign big money men, and they're going to be in front of you. So that's when I had to go and do some graft down in League One in the Barrow Raiders on loan. So I had a really good time there, to be honest. I enjoyed it. I loved it, yeah. So playing...
Bit of a trek up there, though.
Oh, man, yeah. Like 3 and 4 times a week, having to drive up.
Three hour
round trip, yeah. Three times a week, and then
we did that full. Yeah,
it is, yeah. But there was 5 of us at the time, so yeah, sing songs on the bus going up.
Wigan bus,
yeah, league bus as well.
Yeah,
so I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was crazy. So I had a good couple of seasons there, and then I wanted to try and get like an apprenticeship, get a train under me, because obviously I was doing uni while I was at Lee. Graduated sports science, so I got that, but can't use it when you play rugby, man. So I wanted to come a bit closer to home, so Swinton seemed to at the time the best opportunity for me, and got a job under the chairman doing the sparking, yeah, so that's what I'm doing now as well.
You're still working now?
No, well, I'm doing my college, to the end of my time in college, yeah, so.
Yeah,
But the chairman there was, they had good connections to Wigan, obviously they sent Joe Reg, and so I was under the telescope, really, and that's how it all began.
Good man. And then tell us a little bit about how it came about last year. I think was there a bit of an injury crisis at Wigan? Shortage of centres?
I knew there was a little bit of interest towards the end of the first season, just from one of the coaches said to me, like, listen, they're having an eye here, so just keep performing, keep doing well. Obviously, we were in struggle street, I won't lie, we was in struggle street with Swinton, where it was like bottom of the table, getting pumped by some teams, but obviously trying to make sure you're playing well at the same time, it was tough. But Wigan had a few crises and they was down a centre and they was looking for an instant replacement. It all came round so fast. And beautiful. I got that call from my agent to say, yeah, listen, there's an offer on the table here. I was at work at the time, I was in the Ardell underneath. I was like, shit. Do you know what I mean? I was buzzing, looking at the mate next to me saying, I've got an offer here, yeah. So absolutely over the moon. Yeah. And I reckon it was the Saturday I got told about the offer.
Yeah.
And then I played a game for Swinton. I got sent off in that game. I got banned for one week.
Who was that against?
I was against Dewsbury. I think it was when Spear tackles on you. He went above and dropped him on his head a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And I had a game ban. And so what happened after that was, had a meeting with Wayne, Rad, Matty Pete on the Saturday after a team run with Swinton for the game I was banned for.
Yeah.
And then Thursday following, I was playing in the Saints Derby on my debut, so it was absolutely mental, yeah.
Incredible, man. Incredible. Let me just jump in there. I want to say, with all the stories, obviously there's hidden messages in there and there's hidden lessons. Obviously on the podcast, we're all about educate, inspire and transform. So for anybody listening or watching, whether you're on YouTube or on one of the podcast platforms, the lesson in this is have a vision and never give up. Yeah. I said in the intro at the start, hard work, dedication, commitment and professionalism. I think you personify all of those core values.
I tell you what, man, you get knocked back a few times, don't you, So it's taken me a long time to get here. Obviously, lads come up through the Super League system and then straight in. Like, a few boys that are still there now, like Bibby and that. And he's going to be joining me soon.
It's
absolutely crazy, yeah. But obviously, you get a few knockbacks and
straight back on the horse. The lesson is just to keep going. Just hold the vision. Trust the process. Keep working every day. Just keep working.
That's it. Just believe in yourself, bro.
Nice, man. You could have given up. Basically, you could have took the disappointment of not quite making it first team at Salford.
Yeah.
and that could have been it, as happens to many boys. But you've battled on and you keep grinding, and it's coming to fruition now. So, and the journey's just beginning, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So it's looking good at the moment, yeah.
Good, man. Listen, I've done a little bit of research, so I found an article. In your debut, something happened, eye injury.
Oh, the game after?
Game after.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Right, so...
First of all, you're from Wigan. You're a Wigan lad.
Oh, a Wigan lad, yeah.
Yeah, so your dreams have come true. Yeah, you've been grinding for the last 8, 10 years, or whatever it's been, all your life. You played in in the Saints derby, bitter rivals, yeah? So you're on this high, and you made your debut, and then you've gone and played Catalans away, was it?
It was at home. So the week, the Thursday or Friday, the week after...
Yeah,
the home game at Catalan. I thought, oh, I can't wait for this.
Yeah,
I had a good run of games. Like, obviously, I come in as a replacement because they're an injury down. So I thought, oh, if we're in a good position here. I think we were like second or third at the time in the league.
Yeah,
and obviously it's in the Super 8 this now. So the grand final time's coming up, and I was like, get a good run in, and I could be in a shout from playing from Championship, like Rochdale the week before. Into Old Trafford, you know what I mean? So I was like, oh,
what a transformation, man. Wow.
Yeah, but then obviously, shit, the fan the week after. 10 minutes into the game, I scored my first try. So
you
even then, on a bigger high. Yeah, yeah. I scored the first try, yeah.
Couldn't write it, man.
Buzzing at that. And you put right. And then about 10 minutes later than that, I was like 20 minutes into the game. I was just chasing, kick chase, and me and Tommy Lillewhite, side by side, we went for a tackle, and we both like collided heads, and his head just like hit my eye straight in.
Right.
Nothing around it, obviously. So I split like just underneath my eyelid, but the actual eye itself seemed to like knock back, and it was just instant black. Yeah. So man, I was a bit worrying times. Then you put your eye, and you think you can still see a bit of blur. No, it just went completely black. And when it come back a little bit during the week, I think it was, I went to the hospital on a Saturday to see a specialist, but there was so much damage, like, they couldn't really tell because of swelling.
Wow.
But then, so they said, come back a week on Monday. But by the time, during the week, I was in training, and I was thinking, I'm playing Castleford the week after.
Yeah.
Like, I need to be right here, and my eye was still really blurry. We weren't settling. And the doctor really, he made the crucial call, and I had no idea. 6 o'clock on Wednesday morning, he said, no, I want him to go and see my guy at Manchester Eye Hospital.
Yeah.
So okay, I went in, 11 o'clock appointment, went to the training in the morning, so I thought he was just going to say, yeah, you'll be fine. Just had a blow. You're playing Friday or Thursday, whatever the game was. But no, he said, give me the news, he said, if I don't operate like now or in the next 6 hours, you're going to go blind.
No.
Yeah, yeah, your retina's come away. Yeah, your retina's detaching. So, obviously, the longer you leave it, which if I'd have left it but for the Monday, that when they told me to come back, it could have gone past the point of where you're able to see. So it's what attracts the light in, isn't it? So,
and you could have gone blind.
So, yeah, it could have gone blind. So, the longer you leave it, the more damage.
Wow.
So, luckily, so I was like...
Wow.
Yeah.
Go on.
Proper blow to me, yeah. So, yeah, so I was like, shit myself. And I was like, you're going to fix it, aren't you? You're going to fix it.
Of course.
So I spoke to my girlfriend, spoke to my mum. And then my mum came, she works in Manchester. So she come, obviously, I couldn't go anywhere. But I had to wait 6 hours because, obviously, just to let whatever's in your body digest. And then I was under the knife, yeah, it fixed me up. But I've come away with 20% loss. 20%
loss?
Yeah, but it's nothing in the grand scheme of things with people with glasses, and obviously I needed to drive and shit. Oh, yeah.
Of course. Danny
McDermott. Not quite. Imagine. I can't do that on the edge.
Nice, man. Well, glad to hear that everything's all right, and it's obviously worked out for you. So let's just keep going with that journey then. So you miss the playoffs, you miss the grand final.
Yeah, that's it. So I was thinking, he said, you're not allowed to, you're out for 3 months minimum. You can't walk or you can't jog for 4 weeks. I said, all you can do is walk, so I'm taking dogs out, you know, just so I'm not going crazy.
Yeah, of course.
Just so there's no blood pressure behind your eyes. So yeah, it was a tough time at the beginning.
Wow.
And then it was just a matter of getting fit again and getting ready for pre-season.
Yeah.
But obviously the boys went and did the job in the grand final, didn't they? So yeah, it was all good time.
So they won the grand final, and then you were into pre-season. Tell us a little bit about pre-season. How was that?
Oh man, it was tough. Luckily, a little bit like yourself in the last one, we didn't do any ills. I was so happy.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, it was a grueling pre-season. A lot of running.
Yeah.
A lot of wrestling, things like that. Yeah, and intense. But obviously, the step up was massive.
Yeah, good man. Give us just a quick overview, like a typical day in pre-season. What time do you get up, and then what's your day like throughout the day?
So you're probably in about 8 o'clock for breakfast.
Not too early.
You can come in like a little early, so you, obviously you let it go down a bit, but you're straight in the gym at 9 o'clock, so you'll have like double gym days. So you're in the gym at 9, big heavyweight, big like hypertrophy, big high reps and high weight, just trying to get it through your body. And once you've done that, I think, then we're outside on a field session. So you'll start off, you might have like 3 blocks of con, so you might start off, so what was it like? 90-meter, 80-meter sprints, so about 15-second turnarounds, you know, things like that. So you might do like a bunch of 8 of them or 6 of them.
Yeah.
Then straight into training, like other things like skill work. Then you're going back into another block of con, and then training, and then back into another block. So they was really trying to like organize it so that it was more game scenario.
Like it.
So like obviously, like you know, you can be at high pace at one moment. And then we're like on 40-meter turnarounds, might you do 4 of them?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was tough. Obviously, a lot of running, but they increased it week on week, and the distances got further, the time got shorter, like your rest. And by the end, obviously, there was a lot of people being sick.
Yeah, was
it? Yeah, I was one of them. I was like spewing every week. Yeah. So enjoy the benefits though.
Of course, man. That's what it's all about. It's all about the benefits, the effects. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is the condition? Is it Mark Bitcoin?
It was when I first went down. He's left now.
He's
at Man City. Yeah, he's gone to Man City.
Yeah,
he's on bigger and better things now, isn't he? So yeah, but we've got Paul Johnson. He's the head. Yeah, he's the head conditioner. Former player. Yeah, Warrington as well.
Nice. Okay. And what would you say is the biggest difference between where you are now, full time, obviously world champions?
Yeah. Former world champions.
Yeah, former world champions compared to part-time. Obviously, work on a site in the day and then training in the evening.
I know what I'd rather be doing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it is tough, but it's like there's a little bit of grey areas in full-time where you can just have a little, like half an hour, you know, to yourself and get your back together and know what, like knowing you're going to do a bit of running and things like that. You just got to get over it, and at the end of it, you just expect it. But yeah, it was. I think intensity is the main thing, and everyone around you switched on, and there's so much like competition.
Yeah.
Like everyone's knocking shits out of each other. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So because they want that shirt. So, but because it's a transition year. There, so we've lost like to Batty, Sutty, and Tompkins. So then the big shoes to fill, and we've got a few players in that. Want to take them positions, right. So it was exactly. So there's a lot of competition going on.
Healthy competition, though.
Healthy competition, yeah. No blood spill.
A rising tide rises all ships. Yeah,
everyone's trying
to help each other, make each other better.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So let's fast forward a little bit. You didn't play at the start of the season, but then you made your return against Saints again on Good Friday.
I had Huddersfield actually. I'm playing tomorrow night. Huddersfield. This is the second time I'm playing this year. That was my first game. I think about 5 weeks in.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I played. Actually, in the pre-season, I'm back at Salford. So I'm playing back at the ground where it all started.
Nice.
Yeah. So I was at Salford for pre-season friendlies, and then I missed it. I think about 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah,
and then I was at Huddersfield, so I was actually on dual register Swinton for the first half of like first four games.
Okay.
So I've not been back. Yeah, not been back since.
There's not all the players failing. There's lots of ups and downs.
There's a lot of ups and downs. Yeah.
Class. So then adversity.
That's it. That's so about a few weeks later, it was back. He said, I think I can't remember the injury was, but yeah, it was. I had the call up for the derby again.
Yeah.
But this is Easter. I think it's Easter Friday.
Yeah, Good Friday.
Good Friday. So like, even that, what growing up watching that game as a kid, you know what happens. So it's absolutely mental. Yeah,
oh,
the boys
like
are saying, "No, you're electric."
Intensity.
Stadium was packed. Stadium was full. Yeah. So
Full stadium.
At Wigan. At Wigan,
Wigan's dream, yeah?
Yeah, so I'm playing Saints on the Friday. It's the game where you play, was it, 4 games in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I played Saints Friday, Salford Monday.
Yeah.
And then the next Friday was Cass.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I finally got a chance to play them.
And then, since then, it's just started to take off. And the first photograph that I saw on social media was you in the middle of the new camp.
In the new camp, man. How good is that?
I was like, he's made it.
I knew I was playing, I was in the team, I was like, oh shit, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So we're on the coach outside the new camp, and we're all looking at saying, what are we doing playing here? Like, do you know what I mean?
Wow.
And then, so that was just an insane experience on its own. Game didn't go our way. That was one thing we could take away from it. The Catalans won, but I think the whole stage was set for them.
Yeah.
Obviously, they got their own kit. That looked like Barcelona, so their kit was class.
Wow.
I enjoyed it. It was one of the best pitches. And Anfield the week after.
That's next on the list is Anfield. So,
yeah,
Anfield Magic Weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then.
A year ago. It's like 12 months ago. Do you know what I mean?
Madness, you're playing Dewsbury away and Rochdale at Spotland.
Batley up and hill, yeah.
Yeah.
And then New Camp, Anfield, in all changing rooms as well. Yeah, it was unbelievable, man.
Oh, wow.
Best pitches I've ever played on.
That's the power of believing in your dreams, man. Taking action every single day. Yeah, hard work, dedication.
Exciting times.
Professionalism, exciting. And then the last one I've got written down is Leeds away at Headingley. 5 from 5, conversions, Mr. C. Hankinson.
Yeah, that's it.
Boom.
So it was a blast from the past, man. Like, kicking boots back out. And I think it was a shock more than anyone.
Is that the first time you've kicked for Wigan?
For Wigan, yeah. So it was a... Obviously, Zach had pulled his hamstring the week before.
Right.
So he needed a week off just to make sure, obviously, let things patch up. So the way it came across, obviously, they said, do you want the duties this week? I said, yeah, I want it. And so I was practicing through the week. We're always practicing anyway. We've got a man from Union, actually, who comes down every now and again.
Yeah.
Charlie Hodgson, he used to kick for England, so...
Charlie Hodgson.
He comes down and works with you. You're correcting your technique. So at the beginning of the year helped me. Yeah, so it is a
beautiful.
Hopefully, good job I got them, yeah.
There we go, lad. Good man. Well, I'm sure that there's more good things to come. I'm sure that this is just the beginning. And I want to talk a little bit about the future. But first, let's just take a little step backwards, a little blast from the past. When I messaged you about jumping on the podcast, we spoke about pre-season with Salford Academy a few years ago, and you called it the 2012 Bigger, Stronger, Faster programme.
That was it, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that in a nutshell.
If anyone's ever met you, they have definitely heard the words bigger, faster, stronger. We jog everywhere, man, honestly. They were the worst days of my life.
But the best days, yeah.
Unbelievable. And the lads still lads who was a part of that. So like Matty G's doing really well.
Yeah.
Like Tyson, he's still doing his thing as well. So it's and Bibby, it's just they're all still in the mix at the moment.
You lads from that group that have gone on playing Super League now, Bibby, Lannan.
That's it now.
Josh Wood.
Lannan, yeah.
Yeah.
Josh Wood, he's the ball. Oh, Niall's killing it as well.
Did you play Speedy much? Play with Sneedy a little bit.
Yeah, he was one of the first games to the reserves. He was playing.
Yeah.
He's still kicking his goals then. I think his technique's changed a little bit now where he's not even looking at the ball anymore. So he's doing his own thing at all, isn't he?
He's
one of the star players at the moment. But I think he had an issue of playing football, I reckon, one time at Rochdale.
Yeah.
Like he wanted to be a pro footballer at some point, but he's took the egg ball instead.
Yeah, what about, did you ever have aspirations before, tell us a little bit about before you playing rugby, like your early childhood, you playing football or were you always rugby?
No, it's just always family born and bred, isn't it? So you're born into a family that's all about rugby. It's all I know really. But my brother played. Like he was in like same situation. I was at Salford. He got knocked back from Warrington, but I kicked on. He fell out of love with it. Yeah, so he
older
stopped. So
younger.
Your older brother, yes, yeah, she's older. So it just shows like if you stop, and you stop, things don't go your way. So you just got to crack on and dig deep there.
Correct, brother. Correct. So who were you at? Amateur team? What amateur club were you in?
Started at Hindley.
Hindley.
So all around the Wigan area, and then it was at Goulburn where it all happened, yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
After that, so I was at Hindley for a good till I was like maybe 14.
Yeah.
And to Goulburn Parkside, and that's where really it sort of started looking.
Yeah, and then you went from Goulburn to Salford, and then obviously we spoke about the journey from there.
That's it, yeah. And then you walked in. That's what it was.
I walked in. There we go.
This Mike Hughes from. He's come over from America, he's been working some NFL teams, yeah. I was like, who's this guy?
Some good times, though. Did you play in the game against Warrington away at Wilderspool?
For in the reserves, yeah, I did.
Yeah, and we did the song in the changing room. The two big.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was it, yeah.
Too big, repeat after me. Too big, too strong, too fast.
That was it, yeah. It was
Look, I dare say that that's laid the platform, not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually, to crack on and progress on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, unbelievable, man. It's been a long road, hasn't it?
Hey, keep up the good work. Listen, we obviously worked together again, didn't we, at Swinton?
Yeah.
Back end of the 2017 season.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah, got the call.
So, like, obviously, before I knew you was coming, and the lads like, who's the new conditioner coming down? And I was like, hey, I've got a few words about this guy. No, I said that, but I knew they'd all love you, and obviously crack on. And I said, wait till I said, let's hope he keeps Phil's out of it, because if you got Hill sessions coming into us now, we're gonna be some spear up.
No Hills at the end of the year. No Hills. Not being fresh.
Oh, no Hills. No
sharpness. But yeah, I got the call. Stu Little, and he said, mate, we've got 6 games left. We need to win at least 2 or else we're getting relegated. And we came in and we did the job, didn't we? We were all pulled together.
Saved the day. Yeah, that was it.
Got the wins, didn't we? Couple of notes there that I've got. Toulouse away. What's that like as a trip?
I'd say probably one of the best trips by far, because you get a little bit of time. I think it's been different this year for the boys, but you get a little bit of time to see the city. It's a nice city,
yeah.
Depending where you go, but it's obviously you're playing that team, and you've got a brass band at the same time playing in the stand, and they're all flaring out, they throw the ball out their ass. It's a good time. Obviously it's hot. I think the first time I played it was like 30 odd degrees. Never played in that temperature before, so yeah, it was a good, mad experience. But
Toronto, tell us a little bit about that.
It's a unbelievable time.
Have you been to Niagara?
I didn't go to Niagara, no, because the boys were a bit. The first time we went was a bit worse for her the next day. So we was all a bit rough. We missed the coach.
We missed the coach, yeah.
I think it's like a 2-hour drive to Niagara Falls, yeah.
Right.
They've been this time, the northern lads that have been, they've been this time.
This time, right.
Yeah, and they all enjoyed and stuff like that, but that's, I think the short of the trip now, which is tough. The part-time boys, obviously you've got work and things like that. Cool. If you're leaving at Thursday, flying over the plane on the Saturday in front of some crazy fans, like they are probably, they love it. Like,
yeah.
For a team that's just been born, they've got to go back in. Yeah, that's so
Canadians, American, North American, crazy.
They just won the NBA. They're all off it. Toronto just won the NBA. Yeah,
Right. Wow, crazy. Love it, the American.
So that town is kicking off. Yeah.
And what was the other one I wanted to ask you about? What about what do you think about expansion in rugby league?
Love it.
Yeah.
Couldn't be any more like. When you've got, you can't argue with when you've got fans that are dropping over here, but you've got fans that are gaining over there. There's this talk about the New York team, which I think is going to happen in the next year or two.
Nice.
Where they bought the rights to one team. And, I think it's Hemel they bought, and they're setting up in New York, yeah, or wherever it is. And can't remember where now, but they're going to have rivals over there in Toronto, which is going to be fun.
Yeah.
So it's giving some boys over here the chance to go and have a good opportunity, to play elsewhere. But it's good for the game, get us around the world.
You got your eyes on those sort of opportunities, have you?
No, not just yet. I'm happy where I am. I'm playing where I've grown up, Anna.
Good man. I like it. Maybe in a couple of years. Let's see. Stepping stones. Okay, nice man. Couple of other bits that I wanted to discuss was at Swinton. A couple of years ago, we did a rowing challenge. Do you remember? 500 meters.
500 meters. That was one. I think I remember the one who won that.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. What was it? Was it 119 or 121 or once? I've got 119, 121, 123 written down.
I broke 20. Yeah, so I think I got 119.
Okay, 119. I think the previous best out of players I worked with was Adam Wallen at Salford, 121. Right. Yeah.
Was it?
Taking that. Yeah, you've got the title. At the minute, though, for anyone listening, Smash Live podcast viewers and listeners around the globe, the challenge is 500 metres as quick as you can on a Concept 2 rower. The current title is held by Mr. Chris Hankinson, 1 minute and 19 seconds.
Okay, I need to see proof of this, though.
We need proof. We need a video evidence. Anyone that beats that, I will send them a free gift. So we need the video evidence. So post it and tag us in it, okay?
That's it, yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. Moving on. Obviously, we're a little pressed for time. It's been good though, going deep on your story.
Yeah.
Can you? So we spoke about kind of the past. What about the future? What does the future hold for Mr. C. Hankinson? What's your goals? What's your plans?
Well, this time, like, so I mean, like, even this time last year, where I am now. So Australia was the vision.
All right.
Like I'm obviously I wanted to get a trade, something I can buy myself over there, because you need something.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking post rugby.
Right.
So I was like electrician seems to be the one where you're not going to break your back as much and you can get a good little living out of it. So that was something that I was doing. I'm close to finishing now.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's but then obviously the life in Australia is always attracted me, and I think. Finish work by 2 early hours and getting on the beach and getting into that surfing life is something I've always dreamed of doing. And luckily, I've met someone that's got the same vision as well. So,
nice.
But at the moment, we've just bought a new house.
Okay.
So it's going all good and well.
Okay.
So maybe 3, 4, 5 years time, see how things are, where I'm at the moment, see if I'm still around. And the body's still fit.
Yeah.
I can, see where it takes me, yeah.
Good man, okay. So visions of Australia in years to come.
That's it, yeah. But
win a trophy, few trophies first.
Hopefully, yeah. I want to be a world champion.
Hometown hero, world champion, Super League champion, world champion, and then get down under.
That's it, that's the one.
Good man, I like it. Have you got, that's the future then. By the way, if I can help you out in any way, you know, let me know moving forward. That's the future. Now let's talk just quickly. A normal day. Have you got any unique habits, rituals, systems that you use to stay in obviously peak condition?
I don't know. It's busy days at the moment. It's obviously I've got a college on Monday, Wednesday after long days of training.
Jeez.
So you get your 2 days off a week generally in rugby. Yeah. So it's not your Saturday Sunday like a Monday to Friday job. It's you're playing Friday. You'll have a Wednesday off. You'll have a Sunday off. Because then you're coming for recovery the day after. So, so 5 days out of the week, you grind it out, playing and training. Obviously, you don't need to go to the gym in that spare time because you get enough.
Yeah.
At the moment, I'm doing little bits of training myself and coaching at a CrossFit gym. I'm not coaching the CrossFit, yeah, so I'm taking the boot camps.
Okay, go on.
Down at JST Wigan, yeah. So
JST Wigan.
JST Wigan, yeah. So we've got the guy who owns it, Steve Force. He's previously been UK's fittest man, number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're all going.
Fawcett.
Steve Fawcett, yeah.
Nice.
He's got a massive following on social media, so it's good things there. And they asked me to help him out, so I'm happy to do so and try and keep in touch with the sports side of things and the personal training. So yeah, it's just another door that's
correct
to walk through if you need it.
There you go, giving back. That's what it's about,
yeah,
man.
That's it.
Sharing.
Yeah.
Good lad. I like it, man. just go back a second when we talked about goals. I got written down, forgot to ask you. International, have you got any? Are you fully English or you got any hidden Welsh or Irish in you?
Do you know what? I wish I had a little bit of Irish in me at the moment right now. And all Welsh, they're going to Wales Nines in Sydney in September. And he's off to Sydney in October time. Yeah, so
really? Wow.
But no, I'm English through and through.
English through and through.
Yeah, it's Russian. Way back down the line, but yeah, all English at the moment. So if I'm lucky enough and keep working hard, and I can try and England Knights is the first one, isn't it? That's the one you try and step your stones up, but just want to make sure I'm doing well at club level first and all.
Correct, man. Keep your head on your shoulders and just keep doing what you're doing, man. Stay focused, hard work, dedication, professionalism, man.
Everybody needs a dream, don't they?
Correct, bro, correct. I like it. Let me just check the notes. So we move into a bit of a fast-paced round. It's been awesome, man. It's been awesome. We've probably gone a bit overtime, but, you know.
Man, I enjoyed it. It's all sweet.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it, man. I think all the listeners, viewers, obviously we're very, very young channel. It's only second episode, but once we get out there, I think this is going to be a highly viewed channel. So a highly viewed episode, sorry. So the Smash Life Blueprint, you can give us sort of shorter answers for these, all right? About 8 to 10 questions, and then we've got a few little bits at the end, and then we're done, okay?
You ready? Let's go.
All right, so one recommendation, something physical, it might be an exercise or a training methodology or something.
I'll just give anyone it.
Swimming, okay.
I love swimming, that's probably one thing. I think everybody can do.
Like it?
So, full body, get into your lungs, that's the one.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that, but okay.
What was you expecting?
Maybe Dominator? Dominator or push press or something?
Oh, push press, nah.
No, Dominator. No
weight, no weight bearing, nah, man. I'm all about swimming, mate.
Okay.
See, your body's a limit.
But maybe, look, there might be a hidden message in that. A lot of guys, especially rugby players, MMA combat guys, it's all about harder, tougher, stronger. But actually, that might not be the best way. There might be a little hidden message in there. Maybe the non-weight bearing, the swimming, the recovery.
Hey, gymnastics, you want to see them, man?
Boom.
They're all body type, so that's it, yeah. But something in the gym, what could you say in the gym? High pull. They've got all high pull.
Of course, man. Like it. Power. Okay, that's one physical. And then what about one mental, maybe a habit or a tool, something like that?
Just be positive. Self-talk is one I always use. Just, if sometimes you can doubt yourself. I've doubted myself in the past. So, just always remember good things you've done and reflect on it and try and be a bit more positive there.
Beautiful. Do you do any personal development books or the old podcasts, anything like that?
I listen to a few podcasts, obviously, like Joe Rogan. He's up there, isn't he? So it's always interesting, and they talk about everything and everything, don't they?
It's
interesting, but no, I don't do too much reading, really. I wish I did. Okay. I think I have a few more brain cells if I read a little bit more, but yeah.
Good man.
That's it, yeah.
So recommendation would be Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah, he's a good one, isn't he? Interesting man.
And in future, it'll be the Smash Life Experience.
It'll be the Smash Life Experience, that's the one. Good take
man.
Over.
Good man, I like it. Favourite food and why?
Steak, has to be steak.
And why?
Good piece. It's a ribeye, actually. A lot of people go for the fillet. It's tasty, isn't it? Tasty food, red meat, all of it. Can't get enough.
Interesting, okay. And anything to avoid?
Avoid?
Any food or something of that kind avoid?
Me personally, I can't like cheese. I'm funny with cheese. I like it on certain things. Like I'll have it on a pizza burger.
Yeah.
But like, things like feta and... Why? No, it doesn't go with pasta. No, it just doesn't agree with me.
Because of what? The texture or...?
The taste, man. Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay, I like it. No judgment here, these are just questions and we're not going to discuss too much. Yeah, one to three heroes or inspirations and why?
One to three heroes. Dad. Do you know what? My granddad. He'd be right sitting number one him. He's come across him. He's had a lot of shit thrown at him in life, and he's probably the most positive and respected man in my life. Yeah, so big old granddad Joe, he'd be number one.
Good man.
Respected man. Not men. Anybody really, isn't it? So, it's a tough that one. Proper tough one. McGregor, you know what? I do love McGregor. I think what he's done with his life, he's started at the bottom, just from talking shit. He's up there, and he's he's backed himself up on many occasions.
So he's not just talking shit, he's backed it up as well. Yeah,
he's backed it up. Yeah, so he's sitting up in the Forbes list, isn't he? So he's,
there you go. A little bit of McGregor
going
on there.
Yeah.
It's the
beard, I know.
God, I like it. One else? Quick one. Come on. Think fast.
Four. Don't know, I'll give you four.
Go
love
on.
Him. Favourite actor. Love watching him. He's a funny guy. And I follow him on social media as well. He's like the Aussie life as well. So it's something I'd like to. Four. No, Chris Hemsworth.
No, I've never heard him. What is he called?
He's Thor, the guy at Avengers 4. He's the man.
I'm not really into the Marvel and all the comics and that stuff.
No? He's a cool dude. He's all about like fitness. He's got his like fitness apps and things like that. So
okay.
I like what he's doing over there.
And who is number four?
Inspo.
Four?
Oh, I can't give you four.
I thought he said Thor. Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah, no, all good. Look, we've got to keep a good pace. One to three people or mentors. So you already mentioned your granddad. Give us two more. Someone who's giving you a piece of advice.
Mentors.
A coach.
You'd be up there. I tell you what, you and Pete Curry.
Thank you very much. And Pete, yes, shout out to Pete.
Yeah, no, Pete, man, he started it for me, really, as well. Probably one of the first ever coaches had a big impact on me, but then going forward through that, it's endless. Yeah, so I don't know what my mum needs more credit as well.
God, lad, I like it.
Mum is by.
There you go, heart. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, we've already spoke about a couple, and you can repeat if you want. Best three experiences of your life so far.
Three experiences, right? Go. Right, one kicking a Keithley away. To win the game, hardest kick I've ever done in my life, but it was a whistle had gone, 80 minutes gone. We got a penalty, it was 30 all. It was like 45 metres out on the touchline on the right hand side. Everyone looked, he said, like, can you do it? I thought, I'll have a go. Hit it with everything I had, and it sailed over, and we won. And Self was a nice winning streak. Number one, that's
was that with Barrow or Swinton?
That was with Barrow. That
Barrow, was it windy in Keithley?
It was, yeah.
It's
an horrible place to go. That was one of my best moments. Signing for my old time club, that's probably
gotta be, man.
Can't get any bigger, yeah. And then new Camp Anfield. They combined.
Had to be. Beautiful, man. Beautiful. One of your worst experiences and the lesson that you've learnt from it.
Straight from the eye. Not really. It was an experience more than anything, but it weren't the worst. But I probably learned the biggest lesson from it. To be honest, like you got to bounce back. You get dealt some shit, and you see how you react to it and bounce back. So I could have easily like just gone into a shell, and like being felt sorry for yourself. But instead, you've got to just work hard and think you've got to get in front of to get back in that team. So yeah, that's probably
like
one of the main ones. Yeah,
like it. Got to stay focused. Focus on hard work, man.
Yeah, it's the hardest, biggest lemon I've been thrown.
Yeah, okay.
Make some lemonade.
There we go. Rock is that, yeah. When life throws lemons, make lemonade.
That's it, yeah.
I like it, man. Last few is one of the most impactful pieces of advice that you've ever been given.
I'll go back to my granddad Joe. He does give me some. He gives me some talks, and he just says, just "Believe in yourself. If you think you believe you can do it, you can do it." And I know I've been taught by a lot of people in the past, but he's probably the one where I thought, if instead of just for me or anyone, he's the one I want to do it for. And yeah, he does inspire me, that guy. everything I do. I love to see how happy it makes him. And I get talking with family members, like, do you know his reactions and stuff, like, if you score or anything you do well, so it's just believing yourself.
Love it, man. The simple ones are sometimes the most impactful. Simple and effective.
That's it.
Modern day society, we try to overcomplicate things and all this social media, information overload, and sometimes...
Oh, yeah, no, you got to keep it simple, take it back to the bare roots.
There we go. Love it, man. Love it. Anything that you would change about your past and your journey?
I wouldn't. Obviously, I've done some things that have led me to where I am today. So, never decide things. I should be careful how I say this. Don't decide things and think about other people.
Decide things.
Yeah. So when you're deciding big important decisions, think you've got to be selfish sometimes, and you've got to go with what's best for you. Instead of trying to please the others. But then again, everything happens for a reason. So if you do decide to do one thing one day, which is against what you want to do, like deeply inside yourself, it'll lead you to something bigger and better down the line.
There we go. I like it. So do things for yourself, not for others, basically.
Yeah, there's times to be selfish, there's times you should be thinking of others, but when it comes to big decisions, you've got to think of number one.
Boom. Like it, man. Like it. And then final couple is, tell us, before we went live, we were discussing that Joe Rogan maybe discusses things that aren't the normal stuff. And obviously, we've spoken a lot about rugby and training. Tell us something that we might not expect from Chris Hankinson. Tell us something totally off topic. Shock us a little bit.
Off topic? What can I say?
No pressure.
I'm thinking something that's can appeal to everybody. Do you know what I love? Like, unpopular opinions.
Okay.
That's like on a wave, but that's what we talk about. Give us an unpopular opinion.
Okay.
So, like, anything you can think of. So, give me an unpopular opinion. Something that everybody would think but be scared to say.
Okay.
Yeah, things like that, yeah. I love talking to things like that.
Give us some.
People think Tyson Fury is the king of the boxing, but he's boring. There you go. He's a boring man.
What?
He's a boring man. not a boring man. Boring boxer. He's a funny man. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I want to see. You don't want to see heavyweights going at it in. Going 12 rounds. I want to see somebody knocked. I know he's just knocked his last one out 2 rounds, but he's not doing that to the big guys in the ring, is he?
Okay,
so,
interesting.
So, Tyson, if you're listening to this in the future, don't find me.
Oh, calling out the Gypsy King live on the Smash Life Experience podcast. Wow.
That's it, yeah.
It's all happening.
No, but
it's all
that's happening. An unpopular opinion. That's why I can't think everyone's like, oh, he's the man. A lot of people back him. But for me, you know, I like people like the old Tyson, actual Tyson, Mike Tyson. Yeah. You want a champion like that, don't you? The real Tyson. You think someone's going to come out and take someone's chin off and end the day, not someone that's just going to jab and win 12 rounds. That's what I want to see.
Okay, interesting. Controversial.
Yeah, controversial opinions. That's what I like. Yeah,
I like it. Do you know what? It's just triggered a thought for me. What we'll have to do, mate, is. We'll have to do another podcast and we'll say strictly no rugby talk because I've got obviously some different opinions, let's say. And one of the questions that I like, and I'm probably going to do a podcast totally on this topic, is what belief have you got that nobody else believes? So it kind of links in with the same as what you're saying.
Opinions. So go on, what would you go on? Give us one. What would you think?
What would I? That everything in life, I think it's all set out for us already. I think that we've got no free will at all. I think that whatever is happening in your life, it's already set out. Yeah, I think that it's all already been written, and you just got to see the signs and go for it. A lot of people just say, oh, it's hocus pocus. It's just
yeah.
shit, basically.
Yeah.
That's one of mine just off the top of my head. But We'll have to collaborate on another one. Yeah, you fancy it?
We'll do, yeah. I'll come back, yeah, and have a chat.
Okay, nice, man. So when it is all said and done, there is often more said than done. So at Smash Life TV and on the Smash Life podcast, we endeavour and we encourage people to be doers, not just commentators, to take the opportunities, seize the moment, take the opportunities and be the best you could possibly be. Chris Hankinson, you're seizing the moment. You're taking the opportunities. So big congratulations. Keep up the good work. With all that said, what is one thing your number one top tip to smash life?
Top tip to smash life. No limits, no bars. Go out, talk about anything. Do you know what I mean? Don't be scared.
Yes, I like it.
Have other people's opinions. Do what you want.
Like it. Good man. Boom. Okay. And last one is three recommendations to come onto the podcast.
Three recommendations.
One player you're currently playing with, or a couple maybe, who might be up for it.
Yeah, well, Gilly or Pal, definitely. They're massive on podcasts, so I recommend. Oliver Gildart and Sam Powell.
Sam Powell, okay.
Yeah, they love the podcast.
All right.
Do you know what? Even Liam Marsh, because they just, oh, that's every, if you ever speak to them, that's what they're talking about. Yeah. Who do you listen to?
Sam?
Yeah, so they're massive on podcasts. They won't even talk about doing their own. And,
yeah.
I can't imagine how that would go, yeah, but they'd be interesting to chat to.
Yeah. What about the three amigos? Get them all on at once? Would that work?
Get them all on at once, yeah. You have some controversy, then I tell you that for something. Yeah.
All right.
Who else? Anyone you can think of. Doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah. So first was someone you're currently playing with. Then it'd be any past players that you've played with.
Get George Tyson on.
Get George on.
God, that'll be a funny one.
Live from Australia. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, hey, I think he's home now.
Is he back? Is he?
I think he's back. Yeah.
Ah, right. Okay. Anyone else that you play with?
Let's see. From the old days.
Well, any old days, recent, anything.
Johnny Griff.
Johnny Griff. Okay. Wow.
He's taking himself. Oh, Kyle Dolan. You know what? Get Kyle on as well.
Kyle. Okay.
The Aussie Commando.
Yeah, okay, nice. Like it. And then the last one is a global superstar. It might not be anytime soon, but if one name keeps coming up, then I'm sure they'll jump on as we go.
Global superstar. He's already a superstar, isn't it? But Kalen Ponga, well, he's a young lad kicking off like a rocket, yeah. Get him on, have a chat. Uh-huh. Interesting to see what he's like, yeah.
Okay, like it, man, like it. That is us. For today, I'd like to say thank you very much, Chris Hankinson. One thing that I missed at the start, it was in the notes, but I missed it, was I meant to say this in your introduction. You're quoted by Wigan Warriors head coach Adrian Lamb as being probably our best one-on-one defender.
Yeah.
That's a quote taken from the BBC Sport website, so anyone can look it up to see its validity. So you are one of the fastest up-and-coming rugby league players in the European Super League. Leading graduate of the Mike Hughes Elite Performance Training Systems Academy. You have had a great career today, lots of ups and downs, but you battled on and you're on to a good thing at the minute. So keep up the good work. wish you all the best for the future.
Thanks, bro.
Awesome episode. I'm excited.
Excited to see where it goes, yeah?
Yeah. For anybody listening, hope you enjoyed the show and we look forward to hearing your feedback. Obviously, if you like the episode, then please share it around, tag people, comment, etc. The more exposure that we can get, the better. So for you, Hank, if you can share it, obviously tell the lads, that kind of stuff
would be great.
Quick shout out again to our sponsors for today, Worldwide Hospitality Group, giving VIP experiences around the world. They can do everything from VIP and hospitality seats, boxes, etc. Tennis, golf, football, rugby, F1. They can also sort out private jets, helicopter transfers, etc. Send us an email at thesmashlife@gmail.com. Remember, my name is Michael K. Hughes. I am your host. This is the Smash Life Experience podcast. We are shifting the global paradigm of human potential and performance. Our aim is to educate and inspire you so that you take action and transform, just like this man has. We are the next generation of human evolution. Wherever you are, whatever you're up to, thanks, have a great day. Cheers, brother.
Render. Cheers, man. Appreciate it.
Smash life. Peace. Cheers, man. See you, Hank.
Cheers, bro. Bye. 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 Peace.